This is the journey of one woman who took her love of clubs and communities and turned it into a business committed to bringing the world closer together.
If you look at the history of great ideas, they come from people putting themselves in environments with people who want to push the envelope and to discover new things and try new things just like them.
I'm Chad Grills, founder and CEO of Mission.org, your number one source for accelerated learning. Building a successful, profitable, and growing business is not easy. Trust me, I know. And one of the key things that has helped me through the ups and downs is learning from the best entrepreneurs in the world. Welcome to the journey. That sense that you belong is one of the most grounding and important feelings anyone can find. Many people spend their whole lives searching for that feeling. They're looking for someplace they fit, or they try to find and build their tribe. If you haven't yet felt that feeling, or if you're searching to expand your current community, the best place to start looking is locally.
If I go back to where my introduction to communities happened, it was in Cupertino. So, you know, there's always the famous story about the Homebrew Computer Club. That was actually one of hundreds, if not thousands, of different groups that met where I grew up. My dad was a high school history teacher who, in his spare time, restored old cars. So we actually had a Model T Ford that he had restored from parts when he was 16 years old. And so there was the Model T and the Model A club. I raised mini lop rabbits, and there was the mini lop rabbit club. My mom had at one point was raising like some crazy number of guinea pigs, and there was the guinea pig club. There was always a way to get together in person with the people who shared your interest or your passion or just even something you were curious about. And, you know, that wasn't just Cupertino in the 70s and 80s. That was America.
That's Gina Bianchini, the former founder and CEO of Ning and the current founder and CEO of Mighty Networks. Gina's love of community is one of the things that has guided her for her entire life. It's a passion that's led her to an important question.
I'm passionate about how do we build new systems that bring people together in new and much more meaningful and positive ways. So when I started Stanford, I wanted to study people systems, which at the time meant political science, it meant policy, it meant government. And the summer between my sophomore and junior year in college, I'm in Washington, D.C. at an internship. And I'm standing outside the White House with a sign. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to be outside with a sign. I want to be inside at the table. And so I came back to school and I was like, hey, maybe I should try this thing, this business thing, because it seems like that's a way that you can, you know, you can make money and you can have an impact. And business seems pretty interesting to me. I had no experience whatsoever in it.
So what do you do when you have no experience? You go out and get some. And as anyone can tell you, it's easier said than done.
I rustled up some internship opportunities and finally picked one that was at a company in San Francisco that did large aircraft and container leasing. And so I ended up in a management information systems department, which at the time I didn't fully realize, this was before the internet, I didn't fully realize meant computers, but then I showed up and I was like, oh, it meant computers, I can figure this out. And so I did. And I ended up doing a bunch of really good work that summer that I was proud of, and the company, you know, kept these systems in place for actually years after my little internship. And I came back to school and I turned that internship into going into, at the time, investment banking, and specifically in the backwaters of San Francisco in their high technology group.
The work wasn't glamorous, but it was critical for Gina to learn how tech works and how she might be able to utilize these new skills in areas she was truly passionate about. When we come back, we'll learn just how important timing and persistence are to any successful endeavor, and we'll learn how Gina used her ability to quickly change course to survive the ups and downs of a volatile industry.
The journey is sponsored by our friends at Salesforce Essentials. We use Salesforce Essentials every day, and it's part of our own business journey. Essentials combines sales and service tools in a single app to help small businesses win customers and keep them happy. See how Salesforce Essentials can help you be your best business at salesforce.com/thejourney.
Gina kept going, and others began to notice her effort, including executives at Goldman Sachs. Gina's timing couldn't have been more perfect. She was getting into computers right when the technological revolution was beginning to take off. But that takeoff was followed by the dot-com boom and bust.
There's something to be said for following one's curiosity and passion. And then there's another thing to be said about great timing. And I think that, you know, for the most part, we all sort of benefit from knowing one from the other. But then also when there's great timing, taking advantage of it, for sure. I was in the right place at the right time. I've been fortunate that I have landed in some really interesting situations. And I would say that the thing I didn't realize when I was younger, that in hindsight probably was the most important thing, was I found myself in situations when I was in my 20s and didn't know better, where actually having an opinion and a point of view mattered. You know, I was at Goldman Sachs. I got recruited by a client company to come over and do acquisitions and equity investments and new business unit development. And it was a newly public company that merged into another company and then imploded spectacularly during the dot-com bust. But I had left it before that happened. I went to Stanford Business School when it was still cool to go to business school. You know, it's like there was a time and a place where it was like, hey, let's go into investment banking, because there was no, you know, there was no Google, there was no Facebook. Apple was not Apple. And in my second year of business school, it was the height of the dot-com boom. And my experience during the dot-com boom was a little bit of like Rip Van Winkle. Like I was out of the market for 2 years at the height of the crazy and came right back in, you know, in 2000. And for those who are listening to this conversation, not the best time to come back into the market. But actually, as it turns out, it was the absolute best time. Because between 2000 and 2002, what happened was the posers left and the true believers stayed, or, you know, the people who had nowhere else to go. And the things that were built during those 2-3 years were the beginning of a renaissance.
At every job and in every new opportunity, Gina put herself out there, always in the pursuit of building her tribe and community. Along the way, she met Marc Andreessen, a legendary entrepreneur and venture capitalist. The two of them shared a passion for technology, networks, and bringing people together. Their shared passions led them to start Ning, and throughout a few years of struggle, they worked out the kinks of what it meant to build a true community-building platform.
During that time, I met Marc and was really fortunate because we hit it off. We were friends. And then fast forward. So I had another startup that we ended up selling in 2003. And then in 2003, 2004, you know, this was right after things like Friendster had happened. And Marc came to me and was like, hey, let's start a company. And let's actually do it as a programmable platform so that people could build their own social applications. And at the time, the whole word app or application scared people. So it was a great lesson in timing is everything in many rare cases. So fast forward to the fall of 2006, going into early 2007, and Ning as a programmable platform for developers hadn't really taken off. And so I was like, well, why don't we actually like make it for normal people? So that, you know, it's more drag and drop and people can pull together events and videos and photos and a forum and a blog all together in one place and create their own social network. So instead of social apps that were going to be about, you know, one feature, photos or videos, let's make it about the whole network. We launched it in February of 2007. So this was before Facebook was open to the public. And it was after MySpace had essentially taught a generation of creators and people to get in there and like adjust the HTML and add their own CSS and like just flare out their page like nobody's business. And it just took off overnight. So, you know, in the prior 2 years that we had, year and a half that we had been up, we'd probably had like 5,000, 7,000 of these social apps created. And we had 35,000 Ning networks created in the first like 2 weeks, something like that. And so we had the opportunity, and it was incredible, to serve all of these really interesting creators, but it was everybody from big brands. Like IBM had an intranet on Ning. What I was so proud of was to watch the creativity people were bringing to what they were doing, but also the connection. So whether it was educators, whether it was, you know, 50 Cent, whether it was, you know, any number of different subcultures, like one of my favorites was something called the Offbeat Bride Tribe. It was basically like goth brides that were like, you know, really into like wearing Doc Martens with vintage dresses, or people who were like tricking out their cars and motorcycles and everything else. And when you have the opportunity to serve people and to serve people's full expression of themselves and the connections that they're making with each other, I mean, that is a rush that I hope everyone has the opportunity to experience at least once.
Gina left Ning in 2010, and a year later decided to throw her hat back into the community building ring. She launched Mighty Networks, a software as a service platform for creators, niche entrepreneurs, and businesses who want to bring together content, online classes, community, all in a subscription.
Mighty Networks is certainly an evolution of what we did at Ning, certainly taking a number of the lessons that we learned as well. Like, you know what? The best way to build out this new world where people can raise their hand and say, I want to build the absolute best place for people who want to fully explore woodworking, or I want to build the absolute best place for craft hairdressers to get better at what they do. It's a SaaS service. It's a software as a service platform that allows for subscriptions, payments, things that that creator, that entrepreneur, that small business owner can do and generate direct money from, and that we as a platform know who we serve and know what our values are, which are to be on the side of positivity, growth, connection, and people creating their own worlds where they get more valuable with every new person who joins.
At Mighty Networks, Gina wants to create the most empowering community possible. She champions experimentation and failure because she knows how those experiences can bring a team together. Throughout all her experiences, Gina has learned that communities that stick together are much more likely to succeed.
I'm not trying to be perfect. And if anything, I've gone out of my way to never make that a goal, because I think that trying to be perfect is the opposite of experimentation and the opposite of what you need to be comfortable with failure. And you can't start new stuff and you can't bring something into the world if you're not a little comfortable with failure or imperfection. I think that keeping an environment available for curiosity, you know, following a thread, you know, as you and I were talking about before we started, just reading as many different things as possible and putting different pieces together. It's you know, it's why I love what we do at Mighty Networks. What's amazing and where we're sitting right now is that you can find kindred spirits wherever they are in the world. And I think that, you know, what really motivates me and what motivates our team at Mighty Networks is how do we create and push through this sort of awkward adolescence we're in to an environment and a world where we can pull together not just the most interesting people related to some of the things that I think are sort of extreme and, you know, dark, but what does the world look like? I'm okay putting a stake in the ground and saying that there's a better way there's a better world for us to create where we are having deeper connections. But more importantly, we are unlocking a new generation of creators, curators, professionally led brands that bring people together in new and interesting ways. And I do think that the more and more people who throw their hat in the ring to create and to bring people together, the more opportunity we have to create safe, supportive environments where each of us get to have a bigger impact and be a part of something that's bigger than what any individual can do just posting in a public feed.
For her entire life, Gina has been building, finding, and creating new communities. It took time and effort, and Gina has had to learn her way through a variety of brand new industries. Ultimately, she found the community that worked for her, and she created a technology to empower it. Helen Keller once said, "Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much." Gina has taken that advice to heart. She took her belief that community could change the world and turned it into a company that's doing just that. Gina's story teaches us that a clear vision is important, but being able to pivot and build real-world relationships is a skill that is always in demand. So look at your own passions. Don't be afraid to branch out and never stop building your community. You've heard it said before that you'll become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. It's a truism that serves as a powerful reminder. As a business owner, your network and your community are everything. Find them, respect them, and serve them well, and they'll serve you in return.
Thank you again to our friends at Salesforce Essentials for sponsoring the journey. Our team at The Mission uses Salesforce Essentials every day. Salesforce makes the leading CRM, and they created Salesforce Essentials especially for small businesses. It combines sales and service tools in a single app to help you win customers and build your business. It's affordable, it's made for small businesses just like yours, and it includes in-app tutorials so you never get lost. Try it for free today. Visit salesforce.com/thejourney to start your free trial. Or click the link in our show notes. We love Salesforce Essentials, and you will too.